Welcome back to Engaging the Community, our monthly program with Missouri State University President Cliff Smart. I'm Jennifer Moore, and I'm joined in the studio once again by President Smart, and this time we have another guest in the studio. We also have with us David Hall, who is the Director of University Safety at MSU. Welcome to you both.
Good morning, thanks. Jennifer.
Good morning. We're headed into what is almost certainly going to be the darkest part of this coronavirus pandemic, but we've also seen a huge ray of light beam down on us in the community this week, and that is that the vaccine for the coronavirus has arrived in our community. So we're here to talk about the vaccine and the campus community. First of all, will faculty, staff, and students be required to get the vaccine?
I don't anticipate that, Jennifer. You know, first of all, it's going to take a long time to vaccinate anyone. And so there would be, I think, challenges with that. And then, you know, secondarily, our focus, just like this last year when we incentivized people to get the flu shot to help us manage through the winter, I would anticipate something like that. We would certainly widely communicate its availability. We will make it easy for our, particularly our employees in the next several months to sign up and get it. But I don't anticipate that we would mandate it, in part because very challenging to enforce that. Lots of opportunities for people to become unhappy about that. You know, we live in a state that values liberty maybe above anything else. And I think it would be challenging for any public entity to mandate a vaccine absent the legislature doing that.
What role, if any, will the campus medical facility, Majors Health and Wellness, play in inoculating members of the community? David Hall.
Yeah, so Majors has been very involved in this in the past as we work through, and obviously our annual flu vaccines, they provide that. So they've applied to be a vaccinator through the state of Missouri. We're waiting to hear back on that because that first phase is that Category 1A healthcare facilities. You know, we're working to get their staff vaccinated through Mercy, and then that way they would be able to pick up the vaccinations as we get to those other categories that we would see on campus. Our hope is to hear back on that fairly quickly on that, and we're having a planning meeting later this week on how that we would foresee that rolling out.
Presuming that Majors will eventually receive that approval, do you happen to know when staff and faculty members might see the vaccine here?
Well, that's the million-dollar question right there. So we're really hoping that by the first part of February or sometime in the February timeframe that we would start seeing it. They've got Category 1A, which is healthcare and long-term care facilities, and then it goes into Category B, which is first responders, and then critical workers, which education falls underneath that. So that's really our hope and our goal is we want to start seeing those vaccines being rolled out. And, it really comes down to is the supply and how quickly they can get those shipments into our community.
And I'm just wondering, have you heard anything in terms of feedback from the campus community, from different department heads, perhaps, on whether there is going to be a big buy-in to the vaccine? Because obviously that's an important part of immunity.
You know, we had about 85% of our employees that are a part of our healthcare plan took a flu shot. I would think we would have a great opportunity to be in that range. I know our entire administrative team would get it tomorrow if we could. I think, you know, among an educated populace that we have, I would be stunned if there's not overwhelming acceptance. David, what are you hearing?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm hearing the same thing. And really what I've been impressed with is, hey, I want to get it as soon as it's my turn to get it. It's not necessarily it's if I'm the first group, then, you know, I want to get in that group. If they say no, there's other higher priorities. And then they say I want to wait my turn to get it, but I want to get it as soon as it's time for me to get it. That's really what I've heard from virtually. I've not heard really anybody on our campus who said no, absolutely not.
I've been speaking with the Director of Campus Safety, David Hall, and the President of Missouri State University, Cliff Smart. Gentlemen, thanks to both of you very much.
Let's go get vaccinated.
That's it.
And we here at KSMU are based on the Missouri State University campus, from which point we have brought you more than 800 local stories on the coronavirus in our community. You can find those archived on our website, ksmu.org, at the top of the page. We'll continue to bring you local news and programs like this one through the duration of this pandemic and beyond. We hope you have a safe and happy holiday season. This has been Engaging the Community on KSMU. I'm Jennifer Moore.